The new interchange will go in about a half mile south of Dykesville. The town sits on the border between Brown and Kewaunee counties. It's on the route tourists use to get to Door County. The DOT's district director for northeastern Wisconsin says people who live and work in Dykesville asked for the interchange. Work will begin in 2004. After that, engineers will start turning a 20-mile stretch of Highway 57 into a four-lane road all the way to Sturgeon Bay. Some in Door County have expressed concern that the larger road will lead to sprawl, especially since many small towns along the way aren't zoned. McLeod says those towns will have time to enact rules before work begins.
We will be limiting the number of accesses that go in out there, and so that in itself helps to prevent sprawl along the highway. But the primary impact is going to be with zoning.
Besides the towns, Door County may also have a say on the final shape of the road. All 15 members of the county board were thrown out in a recall election earlier this week. And the executive director of the Door County Environmental Council, Jerry Visti, says the new board could pass a resolution against the highway expansion.
So I wouldn't be real heavy to start bulldozing if I were the DOT right now. This may be again turned back the other way.
Instead of four new lanes of traffic, Visti says the existing highway could be improved by adding passing lanes, thus limiting the impact the road would have on farms and forests. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.